the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. It's been a year of change for the London Lightning basketball team. They've seen some turnover in their roster, and they're part of a new league after the NBL of Canada folded. So today I'm talking with London Free Press sports reporter Ryan Pyatt about the Bolts season. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm great, Rachel. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course. We love it. Well, let's just talk about the new league. The Lightning are part of this new league. Why? What happened? What happened to the NBL? This is now the Super League, right?
Yeah, I think everybody, like, four-team league, it was in just Ontario. It's not a very, you know, that there was no future there, right? I can't remember how many times I covered the same Windsor against London games or watched, you know, too many of them, right? So right. You need to have more teams. It was, the NBL was of Canada was perfect when they had, you know, they had an Eastern division and the Ontario division kind of thing. So what they did was they came together with Dave Magley's TBL, the basketball league, which is down in the United States, and they have a million teams. They got, 65 or whatever. Maybe I'm being a little hyperbole there, but yeah. They're always adding teams and deleting teams, and it's a big league. They think they're growing. So they have kind of an arrangement with them. And the plan with this basketball Super League, which is run by Magley, he used to be the NBL commissioner. So now he's running the league that the Lightning are in, that agreed to join. And it's basically the same teams, the four teams, you know, Windsor, KW, Sudbury, and London. And then additionally this year, Newfoundland, who, you know, is a good market, but they have nobody to play out there. So they had to join somewhere to play. And mm-hmm. and they were in the TBL last year. They played games against them. So and also Montreal is a newcomer this year. So it kind of bridges the gap a little bit. We still would like to see at some point an Eastern division. That was when this was at its peak, right, for performance and attendance and all that. So what they're doing now is they got the six teams and they play in their league, but the super part of it is you also get games against the TBL, against TBL teams kind of in your area. You know, so Newfoundland, you'd have the Eastern Coast kind of TBL teams. And then, you know, around here, so London will play like Toledo and Flint and that sort of thing and get mm-hmm. some extra games. The idea is you'll play, when you're in the Basketball Super League, you'll play like 20 home games and 12 road games. So the chance to make some more money with those extra home games is available to them. That's what makes it so super. Otherwise, it's just the old NBL plus a couple other teams, right? So the idea is in the future that they'll have an American division of the BSL. And then what they'll happen, they'll have like 12 teams or 14 teams or something like that. And then what will happen is they'll start saying once they add more teams, they'll do like a Premier League soccer, kind of a European soccer setup where they can, you know, teams that aren't performing, they can drop them down into back in the TBL, and the other teams that are doing well, attendance wise, winning, building their roster, can move up to the BSL. So it's kind of a little cherry on top to shoot for. We haven't seen anything out of the States that TBL teams are going to become this BSL, but that's mm-hmm. the format and the plan. So right now it's just trying to be solvent, right? They're trying to keep it going. They've been around for, you know, obviously the Lightning been around for 11, 12 years now. And they got through COVID, but obviously, you know, they're trying to keep, have this thing the way it was back in the glory days kind of thing. And that's their future. They see the road right now is through this Basketball Super League.
So how will the playoffs work then in this new league? Are they going to be doing playoffs with the TBL in the States, or do they do it just with the Super League here in Canada? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a very simple format. The TBL has their own playoffs. This is the Basketball Super League. It'll all be just the six Canadian teams, but only four of the six teams make the playoffs. Obviously, last year, everybody made the playoffs because there's only four teams. And this year, there'll be four of the six make it. So they're, you know, you can't fall behind, right? Like Montreal's in last place. London had dropped to fourth at one point, and you're like, oh my God, do you think London Lightning are going to miss the playoffs, right? Because that's never really happened. But, you know, they've righted their ship recently and won some games, and they're you know, they rocketed to the top, right? It's pretty close right now amongst a lot of the teams.
Okay, so the Lightning are in first place right now. That's right.
Yeah, as we speak today.
As we speak today. But they weren't playing very well, as you mentioned, and kind of in mid-February, there were some harsh words from the coach, Doug Plum, about, you know, getting their act together. How did the team take that? And I guess it must have worked because they're back on the top right now.
Yeah, like all minor pro sports, there's so many guys coming and going all the time. You get an injury and they're always on the lookout for more players. And I think this team went through, there's a few core guys, you know, Jermaine Haley Jr., the playoff MVP last year, you knew he was going to be good this year. And they got guys, Billy White came in from Windsor. Everybody knew he'd score a ton, and he is. But, you know, you have that rotating cast. And I think at one point it just kind of overwhelmed London, where they had all these guys coming in, all these guys going out, and they weren't able to build a team. I know I talked to Doug just this week, and he said after they beat Sudbury that he's like, this was the first time that we could like truly coach the team. There's been so much infighting and like guys not finding their role, guys that, you know, a lot of guys that come in this league, they were stars in their, you know, not unlike junior hockey, right? When you go to the world junior team, they're stars on their team, and they, you know, they expect to play big minutes and put up 30 points. And a lot of them are all capable of doing that, but it's just how many minutes are you going to get? It's like how much ball is there to go around, right? And
yeah, when everyone's a superstar.
When everyone's a superstar. So a lot of the guys had trouble fitting in, you're going to be at the end of the bench. And if you're looking for these guys have a short, you know, window here in their pro career. They want to go play in Europe and make some big money and stuff like that. Yeah, you got to put out, they're not looking at the guys scoring 5 points in 10 minutes, right? They're looking at the guys that are putting up 25 points a night and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's been a struggle for the team to come together, which, I've seen in the past couple of years, the team came together rather early, and then they went on these long winning streaks and they were kind of blowing teams out. This year, very different. There was almost a pattern to the games. Like the first quarter, they come out strong and well-coached. They follow the game plan. The second, they'd have a bit of a lull. They come back like gangbusters after the halftime, after they had the 15 minutes to kind of, and then the fourth, they wouldn't execute, and they get into these close games. And sometimes they would, you know, it'd be too much. And they lose by a bucket or two or whatever. And it was very frustrating. I think five of their first seven losses were of that nature, where it was like one or two possessions and, you know, they get called for a double dribble or throw the ball away. And then all of a sudden they lost. When last year they'd have a cushion. I can't remember. Or actually the last couple of years, I couldn't remember the times they'd be up like 40 and then it'd be like 20 points at the end. There haven't been too many. As a fan, it's been amazing to, with not the TBL games, those are usually blowouts, and there's a million reasons for that. But the games against the other Super League teams have been great. You can't complain about the quality of basketball we're seeing from the Super League teams, because it's really back and forth. And a lot of the teams if you moved a bunch of guys off Sudbury and brought them to London, or moved them London to Sudbury, it wouldn't change much, right? There's a lot of interchangeability there, and it's made for some exciting basketball.
You mentioned that there's been a lot of movement, among members, a lot of team members coming and going. Has the infighting, is that attributed to any of those movements, or just people not getting along, or some players were looking to go play elsewhere, you know, around the world, maybe in Europe or whatever, and they have gone. Did any of that play into some of these movements?
Yeah, I think so. I think Doug Plum's a younger coach, in his 30s, but he has an idea what he wants to do, and he's had success in the league the last couple of years. They won the championship. So he knows what he wants to do and how he thinks the team should win. And he's a bit of a my way or the highway type of guy. And you see that a lot in pro sports. And the players, for the most part, the guys that are playing and all that, really like them. But, you know, in the case of Shadell Millinghouse, they brought in this guy from Albany, and he was he was a tremendous player, and he didn't get along with Doug Plum over various things, and you know, so he forced the trade, and they ended up sending him to Windsor, and then of course you know what happens, they always come back, and you know, they always have a good showing when they come back, right? And that makes the fans extra upset. They're like, why did we get rid of this guy? But you know, but they got Chris Jones back, and Chris Jones, even though he's been suspended, you know, high profile suspensions and all that, he's been good so far, you know, like with the Lightning, and he's the last couple of games he's played like 40 plus minutes, and he's been a great point guard, one of the guys taking care of the ball, one of the guys that you know, could close it down the stretch. So that was a big, that ended up being a big trade. I think it helped both teams. And, you know, I go back to the start, like the second game of the year in Kitchener, where, you know, it was kind of interesting to me. I watched an exchange with where Doug Plum sent in Marcus. Marcus Audi had won two championships here in London as a role player. But he wants to expand his role, right? He's from Toronto, from a famous famous sports family here, the Audis. You know, his dad was a great Olympian, and you know, he didn't like it. They got in a fight on the court, like a verbal disagreement, and Doug sent him to the dressing room early in the game because he put him in, then pulled him out. He didn't like what he was doing and pulled him out, and then all of a sudden, like, they released him, and Marcus went to Montreal, but then got released in Montreal, and London brought him back, so he's playing on the team again. And, you know, there's been that, it hasn't been like, you know, if you're sailing a boat kind of thing, there's been a lot of choppy waves here. Right. Sure. And, you know, they brought in Baden Jackson, whose name used to be Dexter Strickland. He changed it, but they brought him in to be a key part of this team. He went to North Carolina. He went to Tar Heels. Everybody knows the Tar Heels. So a great school, and he's been a productive player, and, you know, he tore his Achilles, and, you know, his season's over, right? So, you know, like a lot of sports, you need a little bit of luck, right, in your lineup. The guys you bring in need to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of different things going on. A couple of big men. The London's not very big other than Andrew Gordon. They don't have a lot of big guys. They're asking Billy White, who's a scorer, to play the center spot. Jermaine Haley's got to be a big rebounder for the team. So they don't have those big guys. Like, they had Amir Williams a couple of years ago, and he, you know, he'd just play that big man role, the almost 7 foot kind of role. And they don't really have that, like, inside presence, like that big body that they're right now that can play like 25, 30 minutes. So it's been an interesting year. And he, you know, Doug's, you can tell his frustration, right? He's shared it on many occasions. Like, this is the way the team has to play, and they're not there yet. But I did get the sense in the recent win over Sudbury, that you know, starting to put it together, but the urgency is there because they've had so many home games that, you know, obviously as the second tenant of Bud Gardens, they're not getting the Friday nights, like the Knights get it, right? And right. You know, so there have been, when they've built their schedule here, they've had to mash it around you know, a bunch of different concerts and that sort of thing, and so they play seven in a row at home, and that's, if you don't win those, if you're not 5-2 or 6-1 in that, and you go on the road, it's hard to win on the road, right? So mm-hmm. if you're only 3-4 or 4-3 at home, you know, you're in trouble. You gotta go out on the road and win. So the All-Star break's coming up here this weekend. So, you know, it'll be and they got a game Sunday. So, you know, there's not much of a breather here. They just have to keep pushing through to the end of the year.
How are they, like, right now they're in first place, so it seems like a lot of these moves have been good for them. Like, is the team gelling right now? How do you think they're going to finish the season out? Like, are they are we on a roll here, or, you know, are we going to stay in first place, or is that iffy right now?
Yeah, I know, it's up and down every night kind of thing until you go on a long winning streak. You know, and you know, I've seen some positive signs. I saw, you know, Ja'Kai Taylor and Nick Garth both brought in from Windsor last year, you know, to be key players on this team, and I didn't see much consistency from them early in the year. But, you know, like, Nick Garth came off the bench after barely playing the other night against Sudbury, and he was like a key factor in them winning in the fourth quarter. You know, he came in during crunch time. I think he had 4 minutes at the half. He mm-hmm. came in and played basically the whole fourth quarter and was huge, putting up 11 points, giving them the shooting. The team struggled to shoot. A lot of the times I've seen them, they struggled to shoot, but you know, once you iron that out, once you get everything sorted out, the shooting kind of goes in waves. And, you know, this is supposed to be a good shooting team, right? So, you know, I think we're starting to see some signs that they're putting the defense together, and, you know, one, and the system, the structure looks like it was a little better. It's always a little rocky at the start when you're trying to, you know, you got all these guys that want to shoot the ball and you got to move it around. But I saw a little bit better ball movement the other night. And that's always, you know, for a guy that grew up liking the Phoenix Suns and Steve Nash and all that, you like to see that ball movement, right? You don't like to see it. I hate when guys just go up to half court and then, you know, run to the three line and jack it up, right? Without nobody's even ready yet, a set on offense, right? But you saw that a bit this year. And now we're starting to see, you know, guys can get their points and get wins too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the attendance at the Lightning, because you did mention that. I did want to, I don't know if, do they think this is an issue? I mean, they obviously, the Lightning don't have as they have a really good fan base and people that go to all the games, but it's much smaller, obviously, than the London Knights fan base, which are almost sold out every Friday. Is this an issue for them? Like, what are they doing to address attendance issues? I actually like going to the games because I think they're a lot of fun. Like, there's always something going on and it's just fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be there. But what's the team thinking?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's second to none entertainment. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is not the glory days like we talked about when they were getting, you know, thousands and thousands of people. Like you said, they have a core group that come all the time. And I think they got that problem with the TBL. Like, what are you going to see when the TBL teams come? I think people are starting to realize, hey, when I go to a BSL game, I know what I'm going to get. But the TBL starts in April. And so a lot of times when you're playing these teams in January, they're just guys off the street, basically, that aren't even really on the team or they're trying out. So, and these guys, other teams are in, already had training camp and stuff like that, the BSL teams. So they're way ahead. You know, so I think a lot of fans are like, oh, I don't know what we're going to see here. But yeah, it's a core group audience. They still don't have, since COVID, they have not recovered. I know the teams talked about this. They haven't really recovered from that stoppage, right? It was, you lost a lot of momentum there. Can they build it back up? I think they can. I think the product's still really good. You know, the team's always been good. And London always likes a winner, right? So,
we do,
you know, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see where they take the curtains down ever again. I think the Phrygias, you know, obviously it's never been an op, you know, it's not one of those franchises where like you're worried that they're going to run out of money and close up shop and move the team. They do this out of a labor of love and passion for the game.
Right.
And they put forth, you know, the best product. I think Dave Magley, the commissioner, the new commissioner of the BSL, the TBL guy, said, of all the teams, he goes, London is the one that has the most room to grow, right? Like, we see the most potential there out of London, because he knows, he was the commissioner of the NBL when he saw when London was getting, you know, 5,000-6,000 people in the games, right?
Okay. So, what do you mean, like, room to grow in terms of fan
well,
base?
Just room, yeah, like when you're getting 2,000 or whatever you got, you know, obviously there's should be a way to get back the fans you did once have, right? So, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of work and take a lot of promotion. And, you know, London, the Lightning do, you know, have a good promo team, and they do have, you know, good relations with the community. And they do a lot of the stuff the Knights do, too. It's just getting people to come back and knowing, you know, it always helps to have a day. It seems like they're playing on Tuesday nights a lot, right? So it's always nice to have a day that you can call your own, right? And everybody knows you're going to play on that day. The majors, you know, have Friday nights and Sunday afternoons, right? You know, where people are like, well, I feel like going to a ball game. Oh, I know when it is, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, that's something they're fighting.
But it's hard on a weekday too. If your day is a week, you know, not everybody can get out on a weekday. So that's
yeah, and it doesn't seem to me like it's an option not to play. Like, I think the Lightning want to play at Bud Gardens, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, they want to be there in the big, and because if you ever do get those people back, where else are you going to play, right? You know,
so, of course.
Okay. Yeah, so I think it's worth, but yeah, you're right. It's down. You know, we'll see if the interest grows during the year here. You know, I know there's been some frustrations. It's a new league. Obviously, it's going to take some time, right, to sort things out. And a lot of changeover in the Lightning staff, right, the game day staff and all that. So, you know, we'll see how they make it through this year and see what they want to do in the offseason to, you know, to head into next year. It is like, it's Rachel, it's basically like a new league. You know, it doesn't seem like it's very much similar to what the NBL was, other than a lot of the same players and that sort of thing.
So we'll get settled after this year and then and keep going forward. Thank you, Ryan, so much. We're going to watch your stories on this, of course, as you report on the Lightning and then as we get into playoffs eventually at lfpress.com. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.